Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
And so, you know, I think people are taking it seriously. I think we were so successful for so long, people kind of thought, no big deal. We never said that anybody should do anything other than just take a common sense approach.
Governor Gordon says Wyoming is taking COVID-19 seriously. I'm Chris Brento with your news. In an exclusive interview on Wake Up Wyoming, Governor Mark Gordon says he remains a tad concerned regarding COVID-19 cases. However, Gordon says Wyoming has taken a common sense approach statewide, and so have the people of Campbell County. Here is Gordon speaking about that.
So I'm encouraged by kind of the drop that we've seen, but we aren't out of the woods. And my biggest concern, really, quite frankly, Vic, is our workforce. You know, if we see people getting sick and not able to go to work, that's a big problem, particularly for our mines. And, you know, heaven knows we need to do the best we can with keep those workforces going. Vic, I remain a bit concerned. We've seen our numbers, the positivity come down a little bit. That's a really good sign. You know, I'm looking at Campbell County this morning. Looks like you have you're down a bit in numbers of people that are hospitalized. That's always been our concern. You know, we want to make sure our economy remains open. We're the third most open state in the country, and up until recently, we were the one that was vying with Vermont for the fewest cases and the fewest deaths. And
Gordon says his top concern is to keep hospitalizations down, and Wyoming has succeeded in that. In Wyoming, there are 38 COVID-related hospitalizations, leaving close to 45% of ICU beds open in the state. Campbell County currently has just one hospitalization. Now, tomorrow in news, we'll have more from the exclusive Mark Gordon interview with Vic Wright on Wake Up Wyoming. Gordon will go into detail regarding budget cuts in Wyoming. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com.